seen anything so picturesque. Everyone in the castle is so luxuriously ostentatious.
Yeah, all the lords and ladies are dressed in their finest. Everywhere you look in the Great Hall, it's all velvet and silk.
I do hope our dresses don't look too antiquated.
Oh, stop it, Daphne. You're a knockout.
And you appear extremely knocked out yourself, Hazel.
I only hope I can eat a slice of chocolate cake over there. Yum. What's happening, Hazel? What's all the trumpet playing for? Oh, we're too far back. I can't see.
King Florestan and Queen Amethyst are presenting the little baby princess to the court. The guy with the highest rank is first. And that guy is King Ernest.
Ah, he is the esteemed ruler of the Kingdom of Mordovia.
I can't hear. Oh, let's move in closer. Ready, set, line.
Wait, Marigold. We must await our turn and be presented to the king and queen in the proper order.
Always flitting off without thinking. We'd better follow her and make sure she doesn't get into any trouble.
Ready, set, fly!
Look, there's Marigold.
Yes, I see her. I suggest we descend next to her.
Ready, set, land!
Oh, hi, guys. You can hear real good over here.
King Ernest, welcome!
Florestan, the people of Mordovia send their heartiest congratulations on the birth of your daughter.
Queen Amethyst and I have waited many years for this event.
It is indeed a great day for us.
Ah, and who is this young man that you have brought with you, Ernest?
This is my son, Prince Philip. Philip, pay your respects to Princess Aurora.
Oh, Father. She's just a baby.
But the princess nonetheless. Pay your respects, son.
Hello, princess. She's smiling. Ooh. Oh.
He's certainly won over the princess. Such a charming young boy.
Thank you, your majesty. Philip is sure to grow into a charming young man, a consort befitting a princess. I hope that you remember the arrangement that we made at your wedding, Florestan.
Oh, he remembers.
Indeed. We agreed that if one day we should have a daughter, she would be joined to your son in marriage.
It would be for the good of all. There are dark forces hiding everywhere. Our kingdoms would be stronger if we are united.
Oh, we heartily agree, Ernest. Rest assured that our promise will be honored when the princess comes of age. She will be wed to your son.
Wonderful! As a symbol of our commitment, please accept this.
Oh, my.
It's a rare emerald, mined from the remote hills of our land.
Such a beautiful green. Look how it sparkles. It will be the centerpiece of the princess's crown.
Can't see the jewel. I can't see the jewel. There are too many people in the way. Ready, set, fly!
Marigold, get back here!
I believe we're too late, Hazel.
Oh, my word! What is that little thing flying around?
Hey, who are you calling little, mister?
What in the world?
Ready, set, land!
Don't be alarmed, King Ernest. She is Mistress Marigold, one of the fairies of the forest. And right there are Mistress Hazel and Mistress Daphne. Welcome, good ladies.
Please accept my apologies, your majesty. We didn't mean to crash in and break with protocol.
You are always welcome in this castle. In your positions as official royal caretakers of the woods, we rarely see enough of you.
We were just talking about that and how we're stuck out in the woods and all you can see is a bunch of weeds and rabbits.
And we are honored to be invited to such a happy get-together.
We too bear gifts for the princess, your majesties.
We have christened her Aurora. She was born at the rise of the sun.
Aurora! the daughter of the dawn. How perfectly exquisite. Time to cast our spells. After you, Hazel.
I, Hazel, am pleased to dispense the gift of great wisdom, brightness, and sense.
And I, Daphne, am honored to place the gift of great dignity, beauty, and grace.
That is most generous, dear mistresses Hazel and Daphne. And you, Mistress Marigold?
Oh no, I still haven't thought of my gift yet. Well, you see, Queen, I was having trouble thinking of a...
Mistress Marigold. I hear something. What? What is that noise?
Do not fret, my dear. It's only the wind.
It's blowing open the castle doors.
Look who's coming in. It can't be.
I think it is. It's her.
Tourmaline, the evil fairy. Uh-oh.
My, what have we here? A party? Is this indeed a party? And I wasn't invited? My feelings are hurt.
Tourmaline, you are not welcome in this court.
Oh, King Florestan, I expected better manners from you.
Many years ago, you arrived at our wedding, uninvited, only to create chaos.
You'd think you would be more careful about who you omit from the guest list, Queen Amethyst.
And for your wrongdoing at our wedding, you were banished.
Silly man. You can't banish magic.
You heard him. Your magic isn't welcome around here, Tourmaline.
Ooh, is that a fly buzzing about?